بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أباه. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أباه؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من عصاني فقد أباه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اکرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And the location of iman is in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with shariat of Islam. Islam location is external. Iman you cannot see, Islam you can see. Iman is not visible, Islam is visible. Iman is inside, Islam is outside. Iman is internal, eternal, meaning inside, and Islam is external. Islam basically are the afal, the actions of a Muslim. Salat you can see, the person fasting you can see, person going for Hajj, performing the rites of Hajj, you can see. Giving of zakat, external action. Even recitation of the kalima, when a person recites the kalima, you can hear it. It's external. Iman can be measured by Islam. From outside you can say a person is a good Muslim or a bad Muslim. From outside you can determine a person is righteous or non-righteous. From outside you can determine whether a person is legible in Islam to vote or not to vote. From outside you can determine whether a person in Islam, he is fit to become a political candidate in an Islamic government or not. From outside you can determine a person whether he is fit to become the imam or not. From outside you can determine whether a person is fasik, fajir. From outside you can say that. Islam is a barometer for iman. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, their iman was super strong because they were in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maulana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi quotes it in Shariat and Tasawuf, that when Sahaba in the state of iman, when they came in presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generating so much spirituality, Sahaba status and stage, it rose to the stage of Ihsan. In all hadith kitabs, you will find the hadith called Hadith of Jibreel. In Bukhari it is there, in Mishkat it is there, the first hadith. Someday I will explain to you in detail that hadith. Where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person's goal is that he must reach the state of Ihsan. Meaning that when he worships Allah Ta'ala, he must worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala like he is looking at Allah Ta'ala. And if he cannot do that, then he must worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knowing fully well that Allah is looking at me. That Allah is looking at me. When he does this action, then in all his transactions now, in his dealing, in his behavior, in his personality, in his mamalat, behavior with others, he'll have this fear and he'll be always reminded that Allah is watching me. I must not behave contrary to Islam. I told you, the heart, when I talk of inside, iman is inside, we mean iman is located in the heart. What I would like to say you a few words on zikr. Since the last topic this masjid was concerning that topic, to continue on that line. Because the importance of zikr, the importance of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us. We at times only feel that we come for salat, and that is zikr of Allah ta'ala, and that's all. Zikr of Allah ta'ala means namaz, zikr of Allah ta'ala means salat, which is not the case. Zikr is a broad word. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a person who makes zikr, he is alive. And a person who does not make zikr, he is dead. He is dead. Alive, why? Because he will be able to function his body according to Islam. A person who is alive, he will be able to accept the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and act on them and behave like a Muslim. And the best of zikr is La ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that the best of zikr is La ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that when a person sins, a black dot appears on his heart. If he does not seek forgiveness, it remains there. If he seeks forgiveness, it is removed. And if he makes zikr, in another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that his heart becomes like a mirror, shiny, bright. Now when his heart becomes like a mirror, when it is shining, then the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the heart is able to accept. So one is the law of Allah Ta'ala. And one is understanding the law of Allah Ta'ala. And one is practicing the law of Allah Ta'ala. And one is accepting the law of Allah Ta'ala. These are all completely different things. Law of Allah Ta'ala we know. Make salat. Come for Fajr salat. The wife must be in parda. There must be no intermingling of sexes. Interest is haram. Dancing is haram. Listening to music is haram. We know that. We even understand it. That no, we must not allow our women to mix freely with other men. There'll be difficulty, there'll be problem, and there'll be accusation, there'll be suspicion, then there'll be lot of social problems. We understand that also. Some of us even practice it. But do we accept it? That what am I practicing? It is right. This is the law of Allah Ta'ala, and it is right. For example, respected elders, because we got lack of zikr, and there is no effect of zikr on the heart, and the heart is not ready to accept, then when you explain to a brother that you have got hair on your face, you do not carry a beard. You explain to a brother that you got hair on your face, you do not carry a beard, then he wonders what you're talking about. Whereas the definition of a beard in Islam is that whatever is below the jawbone. Below the jawbone, that is beard. Above the jawbone is hair on the face. Sharia has stated it is wajib to keep a beard. All imams, all four imams say that. No difference. They say it is wajib to keep a beard. Length is stipulated. We know that. We have understood it. Some of us practice it. But have we accepted? And pencil line beards, that is nothing but a sign of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that towards Qiyamah, people will adorn beards, pencil line beards. What we should do? This is an illness, spiritual illness. Solution is make a lot of zikr. Remember Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever he talks of zikr in the Quran, he mentions we must make it in abundance. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, uzkurullaha zikran kaseera. Make, O believers, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and make it in abundance. Tafsir Ibn Kasir, Volume 3, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that all ibadats of Allah Ta'ala have got stipulations and limitations, and by an excuse you can avoid it.
have got limitations, have got, by an excuse, you can leave it. For example, respected elders, that salat, certain times we must not make salat, prohibited. Can you fast for Ramzan besides the month of Ramzan? You cannot. Can you go for Hajj before the time of Hajj? You cannot. Respected elders, a female, when she's experiencing menstruation, fasting is maaf for her. She does not have to fast. She does not have to make salat. She does not have to go and make tawaf and ziyarat. She must wait until she becomes parked, then she makes tawaf and ziyarat. However, we must know here that look at the easiness of Allah Ta'ala, how He has made it easy for us, that the woman, when she misses a fast while she is menstruating, and she misses a salat while she is menstruating, then she must make qaza of the fast, she must not make qaza of the salat. Why? Because if she is menstruating for 10 days, 10 times 5, 10 times 6, there is qaza for faras salat and there is qaza for witr salat. There is no qaza for sunnat and nafil. So she must make 60 salat. That is quite difficult. But if she makes 10 fast, that is easy. She can make 10 fast. So Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is that she must make qaza of a fast, not qaza of a salat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that zikr is that action that Allah Ta'ala keeps saying that make it in abundance and without any limitation, without any specification, and under all circumstances. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala while you're standing, while you're sitting, while you are sleeping, while you are awake. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala while you are reclining. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala whether you're pure or not pure. Whether the woman is pure or whether she is not pure. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala in the daytime, in the night time. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala when you are going in the plane, when you are on the ship. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala when you are traveling by foot or by camel, whether on donkey or whether on any car. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. No stipulation. This is the importance of zikr Allah Ta'ala is placing on us. That is why on every occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stipulated that when you are standing, you read this dua. When you sit, you read this dua. When you go to toilet, you read this dua. When you come out of the toilet, read this dua. When you are with your family, read this dua. When you are in the bed with your wife, read this dua. And in detail, all duas have been specified, has been mentioned by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us to practice upon. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi in Ahya al-Ulum states that by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, man attains piety. And when he gets piety, he says, zikr is the gateway to piety. Piety is the gateway for kashf. Kashf, ilham, wahi. These things I have explained in the latest book that is coming out. But kashf basically will refer to physical things. Ilham to metaphorical things. Wahi is divine protected revelation. Kashf, when a person is pious, and because of zikr he becomes pious, then he is able to see through people. He is able to understand things. He is able to assess people. He is able not to be bitten from the same hole twice. He makes a mistake, but again he will not. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith has stated that ittaku firasat al-mu'mineen, that fear, the foresight, the insight, the spiritual insight of a Muslim. Because he looks with spiritual eyes. He looks with spiritual eyes. And looking with spiritual eyes comes via piety. Nothing but piety. Then there is another concept. That person makes zikr and he repeats the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as one mentioned, as one brother mentioned, that it relieves, it causes physical relaxation, body muscular relaxation. Now understand this, because this is a whole concept. And I have written detail on this. And extensively, I'll mention to you in brief what I'm trying to say. Certain people say that you make salat, and salat is a
training is a physical training course for jihad. How beautiful this is. But this is wrong. Certain people say that you fast, Allah Ta'ala has prescribed fasting because it is a physical training course for starvation at the times of jihad. This is false. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam. That ayat ends with la'allakum tattaqun, so that you become pious. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. The purpose of fasting is you become pious. Not is a spiritual exercise. That when you come for salah, you go up, down, up, down. This is not a physical exercise. The main purpose is not physical exercise. One doctor in Toronto at the moment, presently, he's got a fully fledged clinic. He treats all his patients by Quran therapy. He diagnoses it. He's a GP. He diagnoses it. Then he puts them onto Quran therapy. Certain verses have certain effects. He's got them on there. And the clinic is flourishing. One person in Malaysia, one professor, he carried out a big research. It has been published in Hamdard Islamicus, her journal. He states that Allah Ta'ala has given us 5 daily salat and has spaced it. And he has given us certain postures. He analyzed all those. Why 5 daily salat? Why these postures? And by reciting certain words of Allah Ta'ala, you get tranquility. Now, respected elders, what is the correct view? Allah Ta'ala has given us salat. Purpose of salat, that we get spiritual proximity to Allah Ta'ala. We get His pleasure. If a person has become fit, physically fit via salat, that is secondary, that is not primary. We are not saying that you will not become physically fit by making salat. We are not saying that you will become physically fit by making zikr. You will become, inshallah. But that is not the main purpose. That is not the main purpose. The main purpose is you become spiritually enlightened, you become spiritually aware, and you become close to Allah Ta'ala. That is the main purpose. If a person says, no, Allah Ta'ala only made salat so that you become physically fit. He made hajj, you must walk the hajj so that you become physically fit. That is wrong. You see, we must have our priorities right. If Allah Ta'ala has made salat only for physical fitness, says zakah, so for physical fitness, as zikr for physical fitness, you see, doctors will be out of practice. No, that is not the purpose. Allah Ta'ala has made all these ibadat so that we come nearer to Him, so that we come close to Him. And in the process, if a person becomes peaceful, if a person becomes physically fit, then nur ala nur. Allah Ta'ala says about zikr, ala bi zikrillah tatma'innal qulub. That note, by zikr you will get tranquility of the heart, you will get peace of the heart. Now what happens if a person, he makes zikr all the time, everybody knows that he's amongst the zakirin, but he gets a heart attack. What happens then? But Allah Ta'ala is saying that by zikr you will get peace of the heart. Allah Ta'ala is not saying you won't get a heart attack. That's a different issue. There is an answer for that. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who says that when we should go to battle, that when we should face the enemy, at that time of facing the enemy, we should feel sleepy. We should feel sleepy. Meanwhile, when you're facing an enemy, then you must be awake. But he said, we should feel sleepy. They reported this to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the malaika should come and the mercy should come. That is why you feel sleepy. When a person makes zikr, then his heart is at ease, tranquility, is peaceful. Then news or sudden things affect his heart, like a normal heart. And he gets affected, he can have a heart attack. Now, respected elders, for the heart, zikr, there are 4 major schools of spiritual thought. You know them, Qadriya, Surwadiya, Naqshbandiya. Just as we have got 4 mazhab, we have got 4 major schools of spiritual thought. And there are 3 basic methods of making zikr. One is verbal, pronounced, verbal, unpronounced, and one is qalbi zikr, silent. Verbal pronounced is, for example, azan, ikamat, recitation of Quran aloud, the khutbah that is going to be recited, the Eid khutbah. Verbal unpronounced is when a person sits down and he makes zikr that he can hear it. And the best form of zikr is that when he makes it silently, peacefully, what we call qalbi zikr. These forms of zikr have been elaborated by Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah Alayhi in a book called Al-Qawlu Jamil. How you must sit and make zikr, what zikr you must make, which part of the body you must press, how you must breathe, when you must breathe, what you must say. And the whole idea of zikr, I will explain this inshallah, time permits, some other occasion, how you must make this, how the four schools of thought of zikr say how you must make this zikr, what posture you must sit in, what you must think of, what you must contemplate, what you must ponder while you're making zikr, which nerve you must press while making zikr, how you must breathe in and out, all these things are stipulated in Sharia. What we call past nerves. And what are the benefits of doing it in various modes and various methods. What I would like to stress is, respected elders, that come for salat regularly and do not run away. If you're going away to the house, have some time for Quran tilawat and make some zikr. Make, recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Say these things, praise Allah Ta'ala. When we praise Allah Ta'ala, Allah will remember us in better gatherings. Allah will honor us in better gatherings. Allah will help us become accustomed to what du'as to read when. Learn those du'as. Learn one du'a for the whole week. One du'a for the whole week and practice upon it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to make zikr, remember Allah Ta'ala. And when we make zikr, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that one who makes zikr a lot, he becomes silent. He becomes silent, becomes his quality. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated one hadith, make so much zikr that people classify you mad. People classify you mad. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that man sakata najaha, that he is whomsoever remains silent has attained salvation. Because in this age, if you remain silent, talk a little, eat a little, sleep a little, work hard, Allah Ta'ala will give you salvation. May Allah Ta'ala grant us brotherhood amongst ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to make zikr, understand value and importance of zikr. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability, respected elders, to come for salat. Especially Fajr Salat. Fajr Salat, Alhamdulillah, is 6 o'clock, respected elders. 6 o'clock we should have this crowd. Tarawih crowd we should have in our locality for Fajr Salat. Respected elders, we must make our masjid abad. We must make it abad. Then Allah Ta'ala will make our takbir in this country good. Wherever there is spiritual talks, wherever there are talks reminding us of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should take part. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.